Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
They're sober and they're fine, you know, and that's just amazing stuff. You know, when you hear things like that, it's not just stories, but it's reality. Mm. You know, there's people out there who've got real issues, and they want to hear from somebody who's gone through that. And how is it that you made it through? How did you go through it? How did you conquer it? And I feel like, you know, with my music, I'm able to do that. I'm able to reach out to those people and through my lifestyle as well, you know, and I'm an ordinary guy. And sometimes people feel like, hey, you know what? If an ordinary guy who came from Gwamashu, who really been struggling and who always wanted to become a musician and who's tried everything possible to become a musician, and suddenly he's now living his dream. If his dream could come true, then surely my dream can come true. You know, so it's those little small things that people have heard so many times. And as much as you might have heard it as so many times, it is still a reality. You know, you can still achieve your dreams. You know, we hear people saying that, never give up. And sometimes it comes to a point where you feel like, but we've heard it so many times and I've given up and everything else and it's not going to work for me. It can work for you. You know, literally, that's how amazing it is. You don't give up on yourself. You don't give up on your dream. You don't give up on your destiny. You don't give up on what you believe in, on your talent and your gifts. Because each and every one of us, you know, we can reach that. You know, it's not easy. I'm not going to lie. All of this didn't happen overnight. It took a lot of time. I remember my first guitar, actually, while I'm holding this guitar, I'm thinking about that. My first guitar, I was working at the Royal Hotel, which was back in KZN, and I was a waiter. And I worked for 3 months, and I was going to work one day, and I saw this guitar at Natal Music, and I saw this guitar, and I fell in love with it. And I went into the shop, and I said, how much is this guitar? And they told me, well, it's about like $1,700. Oh my gosh, 1,700 rands? I mean, where am I going to get that money? And I mean, being a waiter, where am I going to get that money? And I decided, well, okay, all right, for the next 3 months, I'm going to save up my money and I'm going to get that guitar no matter what. 3 months down the line, I went into the shop and I got my guitar and I bought that same guitar that I saw 3 months back. And that is when, you know, songwriting and everything else really made sense to me. I mean, I literally took a step of faith because I never even knew how to even play a guitar, you know, and thanks to YouTube and Google, you know, I was able to learn stuff, you know, and now look at where I am, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, well done. We are so proud of you. A couple of SMSs coming through, 37942 at a cost of 1 rand 50. Say hello to Lloyd.
Hele.
Oh, man.
Hele.
You got it. You got it.
Hele.
I give up. I've been practicing the whole day.
But you got it.
It's going to take me longer to get it.
No, you're not too
eventually.
Far. You're not too far.
Okay, here they come. This is a spelling mistake. Hi, Barbie. I like that. It's Barbie.
A Barbie.
A B instead of an N.
Oh, my gosh.
My question for Lloyd is, hi, Lloyd. What picture do you currently have as your screensaver on your phone? And what model phone do you have? That's from Scarlett.
I feel so embarrassed to answer
that. Oh, come on now.
I'm still on the BlackBerry.
But there's a new one out now.
I know. I have a picture of my family.
Oh, brilliant.
It's my wife and my two kids, and they're the most important things in my life for me. They mean more important to me. They're more important to me than my family. I mean, than my music.
Okay.
Sorry. Mm. And yeah, that's what I have currently. And I haven't changed that. I actually had my home before that. But yeah, now I've got my family.
Mm.
And yeah, family means everything to me.
Okay, huge fan. One question. When are you coming to Tzaneen, Lloyd? Please, Tzaneen. Can I request a song? Okay. Make it easy. Thank you, Bonnie. A great show. So you're going to play a song in a couple of minutes. But Tzaneen, have you ever been there?
Yes, I actually have. I've been there a few times, actually. Okay.
Where do you play? Is it a town hall?
I think must have been a couple months back and I did a show there. And it was in some grounds. I cannot remember. But yeah, it's one of those it's one of those cities where you don't really get a lot of concerts. But yeah, maybe I can make it easy for that person since they requested it. I wasn't planning it, but yeah, why not?
So we're going to play that song while Lloyd is. I'm just going to go and play some air guitar while you're doing your thing. So that's coming up next. Stay there. this song that you're going to do now.
Yeah, Make It Easy. I think this is one of those songs that really just, you know, opened a lot of doors for me. And it really just introduced me into the South African market. You know, a lot of the times people hear this song and they think, wow, you know, we never thought that you could get that kind of music from somebody from South Africa. And I'm really proud of this song because, you know, it's a song that I always like to close off on my shows, and I dedicate it to my fans because I do feel that they have made it easy for me to love them. You know, the amount of support that I've gotten from South Africa, from all across the country, even outside of South Africa as well, you know. People voting for me, you know, we forget how much people actually get into you, you know, how much, I mean, there were people sending me pictures of themselves where they were like, Matami so Lord, you owe me airtime, that kind of stuff, you know, people spending their money on you, you know, I mean, you, that's amazing, man. You know, you know, people and money, it's a sensitive topic. And for people to spend money on you, voting for you, it means they believe in you.
Yeah.
So it's always one of those songs that I like to dedicate it to my fans.
Cool. Here we go.
So we go for it.
Have you tuned that guitar? I'm just checking.
Yeah.
So here we go. Lloyd, do your thing.
I used to think that I was so ice cool, that I can make my heart's own bruise and nothing could get to me. And you made it easy, yeah. And now my head, my heart, and my reason, they say the same. And now I believe in you want a piece of me. And I gave willingly. Loving you, it's like breathing air to me. It's what my body does so naturally. And if this life gets hard, you make it easy for me to love you. You make it easy for me to love you. You make it easy for me to love you. You make it easy for me to love you. You make it easy for me to love you.
It's one of those songs we don't want you to stop. Brilliant. Big round of applause. Excellent. Did you write that song?
I worked with a guy from England.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Peter Godino. And Peter Godino. And we wrote that song together, you know. And it's such an incredible song, you know. It's self-explanatory. You make it easy for me to love you. And I needed something to send out to my fans. And that song just speaks volumes.
If you close your eyes now, cast your mind back. Where were you when you wrote that song? Was it on a piece of paper, on your laptop? Or were you sitting in a lounge?
I was in Belitre at the beach.
Lying on the beach, writing a song like...
No, I was like, I'm lying. But yeah, I was living in Belitre back then. And we just moved out of Phoenix. And when I wrote that song, and I was just about to make a move to Johannesburg. I've been contemplating whether I should go to Johannesburg or not. And yeah, we decided, well, let's just take the whole family and let's try something new. It's been the best thing ever.
We're also looking at, you know, the spiritual side of you that comes through in your music. And let's go back in time. You did a lot in church as well, the church choir. You were involved there with a lot of let's talk about that quickly. Was it a nice experience, a nice part of your life?
You know what, Barney? That experience is the reason why I'm here. From what I've noticed, I'm going to say this and I'm going to say it like the way I feel. A lot of people, a lot of artists, I don't mean to criticize, but, you know, when the fame gets to you, you tend to forget where you come from and you tend to forget, you know, your foundation. And if you don't have a strong foundation, you tend to get influenced very easily. And I'm very proud to have had the kind of foundation that I have in terms of church and the leaders. And even up till now, I'm still very much involved. I'm a born again Christian and I'm very proud of it. And I still lead praise and worship at church. I'm still very much involved. And, I feel that, you know, it has made me to be the strong person that I am. And to be able to do what you're doing, you know, to be where I'm at and doing what I'm doing, it's not easy. You know, there's a lot of influences. There's a lot of things that come into your way. There's a lot of temptations, and I'm going to say it like how it is. And if you're not grounded, you're going to get swept away. You know, so I'm very proud that I've had that foundation because it has helped me to keep my eyes focused, you know, to keep my feet grounded and to remember my family and to remember God and to allow myself to go in the right path and to make the right decisions all the time. So I'm very proud of that kind of foundation that I had and I have, and it has made me to be who I am today.
Backstage, before you go on stage, do you pray a little bit there and do your thing?
Yeah, I do that. I do that.
And every night before you go to sleep?
I try my best. You know,
you
I,
bet
I
try I'm watching best. You.
You know, before going on stage, sometimes, you know, it can be quite, you know, nerves are not something that I'm not going to lie and tell you that I get nervous. I don't get nervous. But sometimes there's just something that you feel, I can't explain it, where you just feel like, hey, this is it. You know, it's about to go down. Mm. I want it to run smooth. And Lord, help me out. Just make sure that the sound man does his job properly. And my band remembers all the chords. And I remember my lyrics. And I don't embarrass myself. And the moment the first song comes on, I don't know, something just takes over me, man. I just go, I'm literally on fire on stage. And just energy just flows in and through me. And I love my audience. I love what I do. It's just amazing. Yeah.
And we're getting very personal here, but on to or whatever. In your little bag there with goodies and stuff, is your Bible in there?
My Bible, obviously, you know, with technology, obviously my iPad, which is right in front of me, okay, has it. You know, it become that easy. I'm not going to lie and say that I have something physical, you know, in my goodie bag. But yeah, you know, it's spirituality is something that you have in your heart. It's a relationship that you have with your maker. And it's something that you got to work out with fear and trembling between you and your maker. Mm. And it's a daily thing. It's not something that you put on. It's not a pretense. It's not something that you try to do so that people can love you and appreciate you more. It's something that you got to really take seriously on your own personal capacity. You got to understand, you know, you have a purpose to do in whatever it is that you are doing. And you need to do it to help other people, to uplift other people. You know, that's what life is about. It's about purpose. It's not just waking up every day and just doing what you're doing every single day, but it's about adding values and changing people's life for the good. So I try my best. I'm not going to say that I'm perfect. I have my fair share of mistakes, but I try my best through my music to be able to influence as many people as I can for the good.
When you became a reborn Christian,
yeah.
You don't have to talk about it, but I think you should.
Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon.